WCBS News Time, 9:04.
Governor Christie's been getting all the attention for signing that pension reform law in New Jersey that forces state workers to contribute a lot more for their health coverage in retirement. But it was a five-year effort begun in 2006 by State Senate President Stephen Sweeney, who joins us live now on the Newsline.
Mr. Sweeney, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a little miffed that a lot of the attention seems to be going to the governor?
Of course. The governor, at the end of the day, the governor's the governor. No matter who the governor is, they get the biggest microphone.
Tell us how long a haul it's been to try to get this done.
Well, it's been 5 years, and it was a rough fight. You know, Michael, if they, you know, I went to the unions back in 06, we talked about this, and I'm a labor leader, and I saw a pension system heading towards insolvency and a health benefit system that wasn't sustainable, and I went to them. And my reward was basically inflatable rats. They had Sweeney's and Weenie hot dog people, you know, which I actually thought was a little comical, but they really attacked, and because they don't want to tell their members the truth. They don't want their members to know that their pensions are going to go broke. They'll just blame the legislature. That's what one of the union leaders told me. And I can't let that happen, not to the 800,000 people that depend on pensions and the healthcare system in this state. You know, we had a 120-some billion-dollar deficit when you combine the two. And I mean, not million, billion. So everyone's saying it's going to be okay. This is our budget year 2012. We're looking at the pensions going broke anywhere from 2018 to 2020. So if the unions were willing to work and basically stand up and tell their members the truth, like I do in the private sector, we tell our members that, you know, I don't like telling my members that they have to put $2 an hour more into their pension when the economy is as bad as it is. But, you know, something, we tell our members the truth. They keep telling their members that the sun's shining when it's raining. Well, we got a monsoon right now. And my job is to do the right things for the people of this state. The pension reforms were for the workers. The health care reforms were for the taxpayers. And I don't think taxpayers minded when health care was $10,000, $12,000 a family plan, but we're going to go over $20,000 a plan, so we had to do something.
And so this was a very tough sell for you, particularly coming from a union background, and it took years. What has changed that made it more feasible now?
Well, obviously, the administration, you know, under Governor Corzine, he thought these changes were too extreme. In fact, he stood with the president of the AFL-CIO when I actually proposed it, and says, "I'm going to stand with you and then fight for your contract." And I thought that was actually a bad decision on his part, because it defined him as not standing with the taxpayers. And I don't think Governor Corzine meant it to define that way. He believes in collective bargaining, and I have a great deal of respect for Governor Corzine. But what got us into this problem was legislation. We had the head of the teachers, the executive director of the teachers union, testify when we were doing the benefit reforms. And he said, "We have a great teachers' health plan that saves millions of dollars for taxpayers." That's what he testified to. Well, that health plan was not collectively bargained with one school district. It was done through legislation, and even the deductibles were set by legislation. So you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. You can't say collective bargaining and then legislate things. That's what got us into this trouble. Look, the pension system, they reduced their contributions by 40%. Not all unions, teachers and firefighters and police officers did not play with their pensions, and they were very, very fiscally sound in the way of the management of the pensions. But all the other unions, they reduced their contribution by 40%. They lowered the retirement age by 5 years. They increased the value of the pension by 9% for everyone, including retirees, and not putting any money into back any of these changes. And, oh, my God, we're broke. Well, anyone that understands a little bit about pensions understands that any change that you make has to be tied to funding. And you just can't give people things because they say they want them. You know, some of these public employee union leaders, you know, run for office, just like I do. So it's nice when you can come back and say, "Look what I got you." And they say, "Well, it didn't cost me anything." How'd you do that? Well, don't worry about it. Well, it cost them their future. We were at a point in the time where our pension system was going to go under. We have one of the worst pension systems funding ratios in the nation. And the government failed by not making the pension payments under Democrat and Republican governors. And what we were able to accomplish in this legislation, and Governor Christie signed, was the contractual language that forces the pension payment. So government can't skip their payments anymore. So we really did something unique here. And the governor agreed to a concept that I came up with, which is in the private sector, we have a thing called Taft-Hartley, where you have labor management boards that actually really manage the pensions and make the decisions on pensions and health benefits. Well, we're creating those similar boards in government, where you're going to have equal numbers of labor and management that are going to manage the pension, and they're going to manage and create new health plans so that we can bring down the cost of health care. So, you know, this is private sector management principles being injected into the public sector.
New Jersey Senate President Stephen Sweeney joining us here in WCBS. And as you were talking, Senator, the Greek Parliament passed that austerity package by a narrow margin. And we'll have a special report on that from CBS News coming up in a minute. But these are the times we live in where governments really have to cut back. You and your House and the Assembly will be passing a budget today that the governor claims is unconstitutional. Where's that going to go?
Well, the governor's claims are not accurate, and unfortunately, we got information from his treasurer, who is going to put on paper whatever the governor chooses to say. We have an Office of Legislative Services that's bipartisan that tells us where the revenues are. And the Office of Legislative Services has been more accurate over the last several years under Democrat and this Republican administration. They haven't played games with either side. And they told us that there's, you know, originally they said they were projecting $913 million in a windfall. The governor projected $511. Office of Legislative Services, just looking at it recently, said adjusted to $800 million. And that's a number you can absolutely go in with conservatively, and it's a safe number to budget.
So is it going to get wrapped up by Friday, the deadline?
Well, we're passing a budget today. I mean, it's up to the governor now. We're going to put a budget on his desk that we feel is constitutional. We cut spending in other areas. We documented the spending cuts. And we feel that we've given him a budget that looks out for seniors, the middle class, and the poor. Reinstates the earned income tax credit. You know, last year the governor ran around saying, I didn't raise income taxes. Well, he didn't raise them on millionaires, but he raised them on the poor. The poor people in the state lost, you know, their earned income tax credit was cut. So they had an average tax increase of $400 a year. So, you know, he's right. He's half right. He didn't raise them for the rich, but he did raise them for the poor. So he's getting a budget that fully funds every school district in the state for the first time in history. So we've done some very unique things in this budget that is constitutional and balanced. And if he chooses to veto veto the budget, then, you know, that's on him. We're going to stand with our information, and we're going to stand strong in backing up that we are on solid ground with this budget.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
New Jersey State Senate President Stephen Sweeney.